Did I really mean something to you? Cause you just threw our love away, away. And all of the things I've done for you, did they mean anything?
Welcome to With the Green Podcast.
It's in a million pieces.
Bitch.
No man, cause the pod start. What the fuck you dealing with? No man.
Will we start? Dog, nobody tell me nothing, dog.
Man just said we start in the pod.
Mag, nobody, I ain't hear nothing, dog. Alright, I'm ready. Hold on, give me a second.
I don't know what the fuck Ren was playing to start the pod. It ain't something bad, though. I just didn't know what it was. Hey, I ain't trying.
That's what he's supposed to be playing, though.
You know what I mean? The world boss is free.
Okay, now.
I was getting away before I played the world.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Get you, Fever.
I was just waiting for you crazy.
Fever, you better go play Clarks or some heck.
Oh, Clarks.
What the man say? You trying to get away warm, so he let you know that.
That's all I know. You ain't no real cartel fan, me.
I'm about to play some wet.
Listen, that's all I know. Man ain't no cartel fan, dad. That's what I asked.
I got a bad tune to play, but we may get cancelled if we play that fuck.
I run this stuff. I hit top, me so. Hold on, Akila, do not give up.
Hold it down.
If this man starts, I can't stop that way, right? Everybody gonna lose their mind, you know.
I got two for that one, no ring. Let me run it, man. Hold on. Looking for it. Okay, fine. You ready?
$100 It's been $100 on this fucking software for you to play it on your phone. It's crazy to me, dog. I just letting you know.
You ain't gonna find this. You gonna come in good, though. Say any man will light on with our next man. Hold on, no. I say, I'm a blocker, like Jamaica, I'm a touch no man. Welcome to another episode.
He love every type of guy.
He love them all.
Shoot. Okay, wake up, my host, Russ.
You know what I'm doing?
It's a catalyst, you know? It's a catalyst.
That's a B-side gem right there.
I used to write letters to Carter when he went through.
I'm going to read one for the pod.
This girl tripping vibes, I ain't gonna lie.
You link Carter for advice?
Yeah.
Don't worry, man. This is the perfect show for that. This is what we're doing today, right? First and foremost, before we get into anything, you know what I mean? Our last episode did really well, you know what I'm saying? Big up to everybody that watch it and support, moving up in numbers, you know what I'm saying? But I care about the safety of all my co-hosts, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I just want to ask Keela B if she good, you know what I'm saying? Because the chain clip dropped. And somebody commented like on it. You wanna read what she said? Hold on, okay. I'm gonna read what she said. Wait, just at me then no? He didn't give it to me because I was at my own practice at the time. And Akila just respond with laughing faces, you know, cause Akila ain't about that life, check.
Don't stir the pot.
You know,
Shame about
first
that.
of all,
You know you done cross a bridge
my whole life. She ain't about that life.
You know you done cross a bridge in life, but you ain't faithful no more.
Yeah, first of all. Me too, Chris. Chris, you were talking to her too? Chris, boy, me remember, you know. That's how much of a dog he was. And that's crazy to me.
I don't, she wasn't one of the four. You know what I mean?
She wasn't one of the final four?
She wasn't one of the four, nah.
She wasn't one of the final
four. She wasn't one of the four, you know, and that just goes to show.
What for Chris I love? You remember that?
What the fuck that is? What that is?
Chris of love?
Chris of love? Is.
What? You know, it had flavor, Flav.
It had Chris of love.
What the fuck was Chris of love?
So when we were younger, we used to have Mountain of Love and Chris of Love. So we were like, if we got a group, we probably get like 10 girls, a roster, 10, 15 girls. And they don't know they're in competition.
Yeah, but because at the end of the day, we all just be one girl, you know what I'm saying? So we got to eliminate them week by week, you know what I'm saying?
Asking the same questions, doing that, you know what I mean? Whichever one we like the most, we take them out on a date that week. And we just, you know, try to find out what girl. They don't know they're in competition. They didn't know they was in competition, boy. We know what going on.
The longer we do this part, the more likely they're going to have a surviving Charles and Chris documentary. The longer we do this part, something will come up. And the victims going to start speaking up about you two terrorists
from the Virgin Islands.
You know what's crazy? It's 2024, you know what I mean? So it's like, if you go from 2024 to like we said, 2010, dog, that's 14 years worth of content. You know, you really could do a documentary for real, dog. Like, that's 14 fucking years.
If any of the victims listening want to speak their piece, Family Submissions is always available for y'all. You can be anonymous. If you don't want to send it to the page, send it to me. I won't let nobody know who I is, and we'll play
the world to know. What is going on?
Cause that sounds fucking crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey,
we was kids.
I was 16.
Yeah, we were kids.
I was like, I end up inboxing a girl. I was like, I don't remember being with you, you know. She said, hey. I standing up for all my high school sisters who got played by their own Chris.
Oh,
no LOL, nothing, no dog, no laughing face, Ross. I respond saying, me and play around with none of these girls. I had loved them for real.
Such a Virgo response. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dog, nobody went playing no games, dog. Like, what the fuck? Like, come on.
Man had a heart for a thousand women.
Man was born with a big heart. You know what I'm saying? So
had a lot of love to give.
I ever hear shorty like mine for Chris Brown and and Bowo. I hear like Chris Brown boss.
Yeah.
I just scream that fuck every time it come on. You like feel that fuck, dog.
Scream it cause.
All this love inside of me, and all I wanna do is give it to her.
Break it down.
I'm gonna tell you something, about shawty. But I don't know the rest. I just know. That.
I'm about to say.
I used to scream the fuck, dog, because it's just so much inside. You know what I mean? I just got laid out. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. So reinstart the pod.
Nah, nigga, that's your show. You know what I mean? Like, I feel
so like Rain, Rain actually had point sick time for this show. You know what I mean? And then he just show up like the flu game. Right? The man has doubtful next thing. You know, he started. What the fuck? Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, we got a dope show ahead of you. Ahead of us today, sorry. We're going to be talking about men who don't know how to be romantic.
Fuck. Oh. Men, I don't know how to be romantic.
But before we get into that, we're going to run our fan mail and talk about it. So,
hi with the Green family. How y'all doing?
I good.
So, today I have a question for the guys. Please help me to understand water be going now in niggas' heads? Like, obviously, women and men think differently.
Mm-hmm. True. And true.
That's just how life. God made us.
Yes.
So, that being said, how are we supposed to understand each other? How are we supposed to help each other grow and progress and love each other if we could never be on the same page logically and emotionally, because we obviously are different emotionally as well because we have the different hormones than y'all and we care about different things than y'all. So it's like, at this point, I don't even think woman was made for man at this point, but
hold on.
The Promise. Main what question shit is, see. Just,
hold on. Wait.
How see. Do women understand men? How should we go around?
Oh, that's the part two.
Rain, you have this video playing. And, you have this video playing slow?
Playing like what?
Like slow, like.
No, nigga, that's her talking.
She's stressed out.
She on her last leg.
This is part two you talking about, Chris. She's just on her last leg. For sure, Sean.
She definitely giving up, dog.
Yeah, she.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah, let me go. Before I give up, let me go to WTG right quick and see what going on.
I later, sir. If you are a lesbian listening, you may have a new player on the field. I just learned, I don't know, the way how they summon.
Definitely.
It's all like she changing sports. She
saying, fuck all of this. Fuck,
she done with basketball. She want to play soccer. I just learned,
too much years of it. I'm over it, man.
Waking up 5 a.m. for practice.
At this point, is like,
hey, with the green. Yeah. I'm over this shit. Fuck, let me talk to y'all, man.
Like her finger, that's why she ended up sending two voice. No, her finger ain't even had no life to hold on to the record. Her fuck just
shaking,
like, off,
talking,
like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, she was like, oh, fuck, I wasn't finished.
And another thing.
It just wasn't meant to be. I should just stop here. I'm going with my life.
Let's see what she had more to add.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is for both friendship relationships and romantic kind of dating relationships. I need to know, what is the difference between that, like, what do you expect from women that are your friends and women that are more than your friend?
Let me say this.
Wait, hold on, Rain. She asking two different stuff. So let we target the first voice message and then we can target the second one.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Okay, go ahead.
Overall, though, somebody break off up.
Somebody's.
No, I think this is a one person heartbreak.
I don't think so, but go ahead. Let me explain. You tell her side of the story, and I'll tell her side of the story, and then she gonna tell us which one we're right. So you go ahead.
Which color marker you want me to use? I get orange. I get green. Which one? How you want me paint this one? Let me know. Cause listen. Yeah. Listen. She been with somebody before. I got her so much information. She been with somebody before. It didn't work out. But a friend that she had a crush on for a long time, step up. You feel me? And he step up, and he do the same thing the last dude do. Break off fucking hard. That's why he says a two-parter, like what you said. You check?
I was basically going to say something like that too. I ain't going to lie.
Somebody she was close with that she thought she was in love with, do something. I ain't going to say he betray her. But I'll say something happened.
So what's your advice or what's your answer to her question? She basically said, like, at this point, she don't feel woman is for man. Like, why woman and man can't coexist, in other words?
Because woman don't listen. Oh, my bad. That was too blunt.
Watch
God
it.
Damn, man. Watch we got to get on the pod ring. Hey, we got to get.
Hey,
this fuck ain't just you and me and Chris no more in a week. We get ladies here. Hello.
Hello. You know, all of them appreciate Keela for really like, yeah, Keela.
Get him, Keela. His mother's cunt. Get his mother's cunt. Fuck wrong with him. But proceed. Proceed.
I set up for the clicks and for the clip, you know.
So you ain't telling no lies, but proceed. I get you. But
I'll reward it and say, women don't really intentionally listen enough to what a nigga really be saying or actually looking at his actions to see where it is he putting on the table too. You feel me? Because I don't think niggas will wake up and just don't be shit. I think they always shit out of their shit. You know what I'm saying? I break the heart.
Who heart I ready to break today?
But I do think that's the biggest downfall in this all is that like we don't listen to each other enough to understand each other, and that's why people don't feel that they misunderstood all the time. I think that's the problem in this whole situation. She ain't listen to herself when she see the red flags.
Intuition then.
Yeah, she ain't listen to her intuition. That men feel that women don't have intuition, but women do have intuition.
I don't keep it a buck. You know, I like to use scenarios. So, for example, you and me, Keela, you and me. Imagine you just take like a wild boar from the wild dog, and you just like you get it in a cage, you open it. You open it up in a house, what are you gonna do? You're gonna go crazy because after the instinct, right? It's something unfamiliar to them, right? So I gotta remember woman march for equal rights, you know. They always had that fuck. That fuck was common for a man to just slap a woman for being disrespectful back in the days, you know what I'm saying? Like times change. So like if you really, 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 really think about it, right? It's like times change, like same way how homosexuality is a thing now and everybody making it normal. Woman literally, like our parents, maybe our grandparents had to march for that fuck, you know what I'm saying? So, in the instincts, how they're wired is not like to be on the same, you know.
Take your time, Papa.
Sorry, dog.
Take your time.
So sorry,
Casper. Get it out, Papa. Get it out. You got
this.
I try
not to get canceled, cause you know what I'm saying. So it's like
it's too late.
Continue. Slap, dog.
You just
you just matching rain bullshit, dog. Like, you took his response to like
you here, dog. I can one up this fuck.
No, okay.
You one up rain.
She, you know okay, what I mean? She, like,
because she asks, right? She says she don't understand why woman don't get man. Like, woman, the act off of emotion. And I see it time and time again. That's why, you know, like, if you really are an observing person, you're going to tell that women are, like, seasonal. No offense to no woman. I love women. Women are great. You know what I'm saying? But they're seasonal. And the reason why they're seasonal is because there's the moon, there's the tides, there's all these different things that fuck with woman's emotion, you feel me? So
oh,
like
shit they seen ya.
Talk about it.
Whoa, in March you could send a risky text.
Yeah.
And she send back a nude. You know what I'm saying? In Talk July it. You send that same exact risky text.
Preach
boy,
it.
What the fuck wrong with you for real, dog? Like you never Talk fucking it. Respect. So it's like, yo, like, seasonal. Like, why are you different?
Last time
today. You know, seasonal. So, like, that's really how it'll go, man. For real. Like, women, men are more logical. Men, they see past what's going on. They looking over what's going on. Women locked in on what's in front of them. You know what I mean?
Stop you in a rant?
Please.
Are you ranting?
Please.
No, please. Right. Quick question.
Cause you going off? Cause you going the fuck off? Like you going off?
That's why the way for everybody to talk.
I want to ask you a question though. So how does this help explain why women don't understand men and vice versa?
It doesn't.
I think it do. I think he was connecting the two, but I think he went on a little tangent. But he was connecting them. How? So, go ahead.
You want to know how it... I don't understand.
I'll tell you right now. Cause just start talking about women in general. He just say, fuck that girl. Let me talk about these hoes.
Really, I don't know what the fuck on my mind for me.
Fuck these girls. Let me tell you what really going on.
Now let's see where we can go live, my son. I gotta get edited out.
I try to understand personally because from what I get, she's asking, where is the disconnect? How can we learn to communicate with each other or be on the same page? Not that women have different emotions on the moon and the sun and the stars. And explain, Chris, because I'm confused.
Nah,
I ain't said shit about the sun.
I get caught, man. I get it, though. I get it.
They don't listen, Chris. They don't listen. That's all
right. Okay, fuck. No, but you get caught?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you got you.
So I don't feel it have anything to do with males or females in general of, like, not being with each other with all the stuff she was saying. I just feel like she just ain't meet her match. You feel me? I done say it a couple of times in the pod, I don't think a soulmate is what everybody think it is. All the cute stuff they will say a soulmate is. I feel a soulmate is somebody that accept your flaws. You feel me? And what I mean by that is, as time go on, you learn the true. What's the best thing to say? You learn the true personality of somebody. You feel me?
Who they is.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah. At that time, you will know if you want to spend the rest of your life with that person. You know to self. I just say this all the time. But I always give this example. I'm in my 30s. I want to be alive until like I'm in my 80s, 90. So if I go in a relationship in my 30s, that's 50 plus years with one person. You living with this person. You sleeping with this person. Y'all literally one person and two. So it's like, you was raised a certain way. She was raised a certain way. So how you view certain stuff, she's probably not gonna view it the same way. So that's why I say you always want to find somebody that accept your flaws, accept you for who you is. You feel me? Don't go with somebody because they look good, or you know,
or they suck dick good, or they eat pussy good. Like, you gotta go with them because you like anime, she like anime. You like
is
poetry?
She like anime or it
she like poetry.
But wait, a note. That's why a lot of women, if a man want be in a relationship, he gonna be in a relationship, but he gonna find the right woman for him. Where I feel like with woman, on the other hand, they don't look for what we don't look for. As we don't look for personality. You don't get me wrong, we want a girl that look attractive, that we attractive to, yes. But the main source, the main thing we don't look for is a person, this personality. Woman to look for a guy with money, a man to have this, a man to have that.
But right?
I done already asked a girl, would you go with a man? He's your dream, dude. He have every single thing.
Ask Akila right now.
He had everything you want, but he just walk a Burger King. And she tell me she will not go with that man. But he checks out every category. But she literally told me she would not go with him. That's my point of why a lot of women just not happy and they just juggling around multiple relationships. And now you sending fan mails like you about to die.
Cause. This too direct, dog.
You can't talk about the fan mail person.
But nobody know who the person is. That's the good part.
Fox.
I definitely don't know who it is for real.
You know, I don't know who it is. I don't know who the person is. And that's
the good
part.
The person sent it directly to the With the Green page, by the way. I just happened to be looking in there. I was like, oh, shit, we got some fan mail. And I followed it.
Man, Akila. Take it away, girl. We saved the best for last, as they say.
Wait, before asked for the man perspective.
I know, but you could kind of like dissect what you were saying. That's if we valid or not.
You going with a bum? You going with a man that walk Burger King, but he check out everything for you, all the boxes? Be honest.
Honestly, I would.
You would?
That's me personally. I honestly would because, one, I feel like we live in such a day and age where it's easy for you to go out and find a good woman because a lot of women are actually good women.
I wouldn't say that now.
Wow. I know a good bit, right?
Are you mean me and God? Or you mean man period?
Man period. It's easier for you. Yes, it's easier for I to go and find somebody. For us, they don't have good man out there like that.
Hold on. Time
to fuck. Man think they get good woman and they don't have good woman. I say that right now.
Man. What you just said? She says it's easier for a man.
Yeah.
It's easier for a man to go out there and find a good woman than it is to find a good man.
It is.
It probably is.
Well, I'll be looking
because
for
because just look at this.
It probably
if
is.
Any of you go out, you have a wide variety of loyal women that I could actually pick from. For us, we don't have that variety.
I want to stay loyal now.
We don't.
Where are we going, though? That's important. Where are we going to find this loyalty that you such talking about?
I wouldn't say loyal now. A lot of men, believe it or not, a lot of men, well, we don't know one hot. And they'll just go with that.
But it do have a lot of loyal women, though. I meet so much
women,
not
loyal
like
man.
Woman, but I meet a lot of women within the past couple months, right? Just going out, making friends and stuff. And a lot of these women single, and they complaining like they single, they can't find a man, they dating,
who
got pissing it, all of that.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Because every time you find a man, you got to deal with this, that, the thought, he ain't faithful, he's a narcissist. It's something. It's just something.
Akela, I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
You're a loyal girl, right?
I am.
Okay, so if you're in a relationship, right, and you walk in by and you drop your wallet, and a stranger, a dude, pick it up and give it to you, what you gonna do?
Thank you.
Nah, you see? That's why I know woman ain't shit. You lose that wallet. They don't even. Why you wanna dress while I'm out here with somebody else?
Really?
Like, woman.
That's a problem, man.
Loyalty is different.
You
know that.
You can try and give your wallet back, Ross.
What wallet? You
see,
wallet
I lose all my money and my IDs.
Get it back. You just get back.
That's the issue there for real, if you really think about it. Anytime woman that like come with like a sob story or a broken heart, I always tell them the same thing. Like, stop looking for love. Let love find you. Like,
that's what I tell people.
Dog, no, these women, not... they get this shit all fucked up. What the fuck are a woman doing looking for love? I ain't even finished college yet. Like, I ain't even got a house. I ain't even, like, you know what I mean? Okay, you ain't got a house. But, like, what can your shit fuss? You know what I mean? A lot of times, these women, they be searching for a man to have this, that, this. If you ain't none of these things, you ain't gonna never get it. Because that ain't how knife works. You know what I'm saying?
You want to fit it do have some women like that.
I'll say this.
It do have some women like that. I'll give you that.
I'll say this, and if I want, we can move on. A lot of the issue is, what people don't realize, way more women want a relationship than man. That want a relationship. So that's why women, they get it heartbroke way more than man. Because a lot of we don't want relationships.
Simple, man. Yeah.
Here we coming from? Woman want more relationships. So my advice to her, or my advice to you, is you got to stand on business. If you have a box of stuff that you want from a man, if it's five stuff, you can't say four and one that you don't like. And you say, you know what? Four out of five, cool. I going to rock with him. Nah. If you don't check out everything that you want, move on, because at some point that thing that you didn't check out is going to be the reason why your relationship didn't last. So you gotta find somebody that's for you. It sounds selfish, but it's your life. Find the right person for you.
Then you five kids in, Ross. I know the nigga that check every box just walk by. Now he beating your guts out while your man at home with the five kids.
Well, you may gotta pick a second family because I can't remember what she asked.
The second part?
No, she was like
about friendship. It was about friendship.
She basically said the same thing with like friends too. You know, why is there a disconnect with the friends, even with men? With men,
understanding men. Period.
What you mean disconnect with a friend?
I'm gonna be honest with you. If I ain't raised in the same neighborhood, been classmates, co-workers, whatever the case may be, dog, niggas ain't just walking up to girls just wanting to be like, man, she may be my friend. Dog, they aim for the stars, and then wherever you place them, this is where they gonna be. You know what I mean? So, you put them as a friend, but they didn't want to be a friend. They want it to be more than that shit. So eventually these niggas gonna get fed up and be like, damn man, that's 2 years and I still in the friend zone, dog. About to send a risky text, about to get disrespectful, about to cross that line, dog. It been too long. Now it look like a disconnect. You like, but wait, I ain't understand this nigga. What the fuck? Like, this fuck is night and day. Like, what going on, dog? The man had on a mask for 2 years, dog.
So Chris, that's what you some here. Longer. Some will die with that mask on.
Yeah. So are you saying on the With the Green podcast that men can't be cordial with women?
They can.
You hear what I say in the beginning?
You said that men, you got raised together. If you're not raised together, at this point, is wherever she pull you is where he gonna be. Is what you said. But you saying that I can't just want to be a friend?
Rain, you can. I know friends. I have friends that will stay in a friend zone their whole life. And they will not disrespect you. They will not try you. But the day you give them that door, the day you open that door... That shit gone, bro.
Rain, you don't see the fucking loyalty test that man be doing, but like call your boy best friend right now. You ever see any one of those boy best friends turn down the pussy?
Watch this. Akila, call your male best friend right now.
Ooh. I don't know if he answer. Look at the time.
Okay, don't call
no,
him.
No, don't do that.
Don't call him.
We call him no dude. No, we doing that rain. Because a girl on this pod will be like, a girl watch this pod. And dying such and such.
Don't call me. The way how she said, look at the time. I can't best friends or talk whenever, but let me not speculate.
That line of respect, Rain. You got to have that line of respect.
Speculate.
But I have a girl best friend. You know what I mean?
All right, cool.
I have a girl best friend, and I don't view she that type of way, but we've been... That's like my sister, you feel me? Being close from small. So I get where Chris coming from. Like, ain't no random dude just about to walk up to you and just be like, hey, let's be friends.
Like, where they do that at?
Where they doing that from?
Not in our best culture. Friend.
Okay. So the moral of the story is she need to have patience, create a child to say you have homework. Charles said you have homework, you need to make a list of the things that you want in a man. And if the niggas that show up is 3 out of 5, you got scrappy. If you 4 out of 5, you probably could give you patience, but you really want don't the give 5 out of 5. Or you want the 5 out of 5?
Yeah, be 5 out of 5.
Akila, what's 5 out of 5 things a man must have to claim you?
My pen.
Okay, loyal. Of course.
Don't wear it around.
You have to be like family centered. I can't be with somebody that ain't care about family. Communicative. Can't be with you if you ain't communicating with me. Young. Three. I don't know. You gotta be able to. I don't know. I don't like these kind of questions.
So attraction ain't one? Like, they ain't got to look good? They ain't got
They have to have some kind of attraction. I ask him for like a 10, but at least an 8 and up. I got to be attracted to you a little bit.
Something to and be that a passion got to be there. Flapping.
Yeah, like that passion have to be there. I don't like somebody that ain't want to be around me and you want to touch me or help me. And no. I want when I pass you, you want to slap my ass. You know what?
So passion is 5. You want a masculine person in your presence.
You get where I'm coming from, Rain? That's 5. If one of those stuff don't check, at some point in your relationship, that's going to be a huge issue. Like, literally, it's going to be a huge issue.
So yeah, you think it's possible to find somebody that's going to check off our boxes?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I want to talk about that. I was going to say, I ain't going to lie, there's a lot of fucking people out there. Dog. And to find the 5... things that you want in somebody could be challenging for certain people. Maybe you, Sir Charles, could probably pick your hand in a basket and do whatever you want. Because why just say
there's a variety?
No, I want to say a child sexy, he could do what he want. Not everybody can do that. That's what I was trying to say. Like,
nah, it's a somebody for everybody. Me want to hear that for. Right, cool. It's somebody for everybody.
I feel like you have to compromise at some point, though.
And that goes back to what he's saying. you know, what I was saying about building yourself up, you know what I mean? Like, maybe when Akila come and check you, you are missing a box, but you are like walking to toward that.
To get to that, mm-hmm. to be more passionate.
100% of like the person you want to be, then you're going to check more boxes. So like, yeah, like don't go search yourself. I stop prioritizing love. Dog, love ain't shit, you know, dog. Fuck is a drug him. I know that fuck, right? I know that fuck is a dopamine that you're going to keep having to fucking inject. And if that fuck ain't coming, you're going to lose your fucking mind.
I don't tell man a relationship is a jail cell, you know.
Bandana Chris different, mister. Man, I just sit a couple of points to solve it, mister. Like, God damn.
A relationship is just you gain a cellmate, you know. And y'all just in a cell for the rest of your life.
I stop prioritizing that fuck, dog. I mean, they have more, like, make money, work on your health, you know what I'm saying? Be a better person, network, all of those different things. But, like, if you out there, like, waking up in the morning, like, I gonna find my husband today in Publix. Like, relax, dog. Go and get some
food. In Publix, you know. In Publix, you know, dog. Anyways.
But, yeah, I think man, we did a good job.
We could give ourselves a round of applause. I think we did a really good job, all of we. Charles, you went crazy. Chris? What a good lesson.
Chris. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, but,
shit.
We get to the best part of the episode, speaking on men and women. We're talking about how basically it's been going around that women feel that men don't know how to be romantic. A lot of men don't know how to be romantic, so they put together a list for us. So we're going to read out some of these lists, give our thoughts, all of these good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So the first thing, right? Irie, so the first thing I list is when you go to the gas station to buy your bamboo paper and blend and all them fuck. Make sure you just grab one of those $2.99. Well, it says cigarillos, but I try and relate to the audience, you check.
Wait, what?
When you go to the gas station to buy your cigarillos or a lighter and all those stuff, they'll be selling $2.99 roses. So just grab you one. You're going to be surprised at how big her face light up after that one little rose. It goes a long way. That's the first thing on the list. So buy your woman flowers.
All right, not to cut you off, because I just got a question for Akila and all the ladies.
You're supposed to cut me off. Because we're talking about it.
Why? What is it about roses and flowers? Tell me, like, what is it? Help me understand.
I win. For me, I don't like flowers. I don't care to have it, but I'm a
freeze. Pause real quick. This is what I mean. Like, you get where I come from. You need to find somebody that match you. I don't like giving fucking flowers to females. I never did. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's a prime example of a match.
Yeah.
You know, talking about me.
It's true, yeah.
For me being a girl, I expect roses and stuff. You feel me? It might be selfish, but that's just not something I like to do.
I think the rose could be replaced with anything. Like, Akila, you like Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, man.
No, that person literally talking about flowers. Like,
I know.
Maybe it's just the thought like. That counts for
but,
her.
But
like,
that's what I'm going to say.
It's the thought that counts. Like, but you see, I have a friend as well. It's weird because some ladies really don't like flowers. So although, like, you thinking, well, it's the thought that counts, some women would find that offensive. My friend finds that offensive because, you know, I don't care for flowers. So, yes, I understand you try and do something good, but why would you bring me flowers if you know I don't care for flowers?
That's my type of woman.
He ain't listening. He's not doing it. Go back to listening to one another.
I could imagine because buying flowers and he bought a hand credit card. Because, and he's like, yeah, $45. How much?
$45. $144 cause for a dozen, my son. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
roses?
That's crazy.
Like, dog. My thing is, yeah, it's the thought that counts, but he's doing it. He's doing it because that's something you like, right? But that's not something he will consistently just do throughout his life for you, you feel me? You got to find a man that love buying them type of things, that love doing them type of stuff.
I think buying flowers, like a man that don't like buying flowers is automatically not a romantic guy?
No. Mm-mm. You can be romantic.
More shit so many
like, ways. Like what Chris just say, like that could be flipped in a
damn
way.
Damn,
like,
man, you could have just say, you could have just you say me, dog.
So would you say you're not romantic, Charles?
Yeah, like damn, nigga, you could have just say that, dog.
You don't bring home anything else? I'll say flowers.
But that's why I'm saying you could.
Yeah, on Valentine's Day, like. I will do something different other than flowers.
Flowers ain't about Valentine's. I'm talking about on a regular Monday. You coming home from a long shift? You bringing something home other than yourself?
Out. Your favorite snack, your favorite food.
Right. There you go, and that's why I was saying it. The thought that count, right? Don't have to just be a flower. You know what I mean?
Suppose you is her favorite snack, cause.
Then I bring. Then I come in home.
I thought that's what he meant when he said that. I was assuming that's what he was trying.
Then I come in home.
Then I come in home to you, baby. I come in home. Area next on the list, dog.
Go ahead.
Text her random times. Letting her know how beautiful she is and how much you appreciate her.
I agree with that one.
That's separate or that's together?
That's what I going. Yeah, I going. Yeah.
No, I'm asking if what the one text saying, hey, you fine, is that the same thing as saying I appreciate you? Or no? Are you getting complicated?
I mean, you are mountain. I like to text word by word, like, what going on, send. My boy. What are you doing? So, like, I never meet some niggas like, I had to find myself texting.
Cause it's like this. What are you doing? My home or what? Like,
It's a different message. It can't ain't the same message.
Man, yeah, ask Akila, how would you like to see your random text? You like to see like a paragraph, a little emojis? What you like?
Message.
That passion. So, yeah, that includes the passion aspect of it. I like to still feel desired.
Okay.
That's one thing I ain't gonna like. Send a girl a nice long text or a voice message.
No, there you go. No, you know.
Just randomly.
No, you talking.
Poems is my bag, my son.
Girls like that. Girls love that.
Let me hear a four-line poem for you real quick.
A haiku?
Haiku.
How what cause?
Haiku.
Haiku. Nasty in haiku. They just don't remember the syllables. Is it 525? I don't remember that shit. Like, when I don't have no points, why I already know that.
Your love flows in my mouth. Haiku.
Love flowing in your mouth is different, bro. I ain't gonna lie. But we're gonna move
I think
on.
That was romantic. I think that was romantic. Book? I could go deeper. Pause. But go ahead.
Okay, number three. Book that hotel room, decorate it so that you can have alone time and treat her like the queen she is.
Why are so quiet? Why nobody answering that?
I want to see. I give an eye to the floor.
Book the hotel room, decorate it with some petals, some candles, some stuff on the bed.
You could do that shit at home.
I go like, I understand but you feel me? Like I could really do that fuck out of the crib, you know?
Yeah, like a hotel. Like why we limiting ourselves, dog? You know what I'm saying? Like
I cut the break off and it's fuck dark. I just have candles everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Like man, that crazy. I could do this for real. Unless we're going on a trip. I don't see me unless we're going on a trip or it's like a resort that have like a pool in the fucking balcony. Or like it's a special place. I don't see me booking no fucking regular hotel or a Marriott and just fucking putting stuff in that room like just because and we get a crib or something.
So no special occasion type thing.
But that's what he's saying for a special occasion, somewhere else.
Yeah, you're on your way home from work. Your special someone hit you with a text like, hey, when you reach home, pack a little bag, I book you something at the Marriott. You like some shit like that?
I had something similar like that for my birthday. It was nice.
Aww. Not your birthday, but another day.
Random day?
Yeah, random day. You just
that get me hype. Like,
oh, you see?
Gotta stop at the sex store to make sure I'm ready because.
Okay, both again. Nice. Okay. Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Fuck, I see.
Listen up, of course. she may be broken. You see what? You could tell a woman, right? She may be broken. Try to understand her past and see what you can do to fix it.
That's not your job. That's not your job.
Oh my God,
dog.
She gonna be tough, which means you gotta be tougher.
See? Why are you in a relationship? Why are you talking to somebody?
Why you don't hire a therapist? No offense, but why you don't just go to therapy and then come ready?
Why I gotta fix you and me? You see, I gotta fix myself.
Then you the fixer for she to go back with the same nigga.
You know what I mean? I gotta tune your brakes for you to get knocked off by our next dude. All right, next one. You may not want everybody in your business, but post your girl. Sometimes, no matter what a female say, she loves when her man shows her off. It's a different feeling, especially with the one you love.
Who is the biggest poster in when it comes to relationships?
You.
Say that again.
Who is the biggest poster when it comes to relationships?
Like posting on social media?
Yeah.
You?
You.
The fuck?
This is probably the first time I don't post that much for my relationship. And how because...
And how good is it?
Are you still beating with dark?
How good is it?
I just feel like honestly, like, I just kind of feel like a weight off my shoulder. I feel like I don't have to give it. You know what I mean? I feel like before I felt like I had to. I used to do it like, oh, she gonna love this man, post it. But like, no, I don't feel like I gotta do that to receive the love I gain in a check. So
that's good, man.
I'd rather not do it, to be honest. I just post when I need to.
That's good. Break away from the shambles of social media, my friend.
That fake fuck.
It is definitely like everything fake, dog. Cause just send me a picture to their ass and they thought mama had looked different. I was like, oh, I catch you looking different. But anyways, smokes and mirrors, man. Just stay true and stay real, you know what I'm saying? Irie, so next one. Akilah, how you feel? How you feel about that? About being posted?
I don't care for it. That's and ladies. You want to get in your business and things are getting messy. And I just, I keep my stuff to myself.
Akilah is a model, you know. And she's saying she don't care for it. And she a fucking model. She want to be seen.
She a picture. And
she there's a care. Lot of girls that want to be seen, dog. Let me tell you something. Tell her this. If you a woman and your man don't post you, and you want me post, cool. But don't compare your relationship to our next relationship because you've seen them on social media. Please, don't do it. Especially when you were that nigga for a long time. And the amount of relationship that will come on social media and they even together no more is like,
shit, we could talk about like stuff that like relationships that like we thought would never end. We could talk about Jaron Will. We could talk about
Iman Sean Paul and Tiana Taylor. Like,
Big Sean and Jhené Aiko.
They might be back together. Sure. Yeah, for Jhené and Big Sean.
Hey. But yeah, that just goes to show like everybody get issues, everybody get problems. And at the same time, like, I gonna always say this, yeah, dog, and I'm gonna probably be like, this nigga talking. But energy is real, dog. That fuck is like a lot of eyes, you know? Fuck is strangers just watching your relationship, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, if energy real. If fucking 1,000 people hating on it and wishing bad on you and that relationship, then what the fuck you think gonna happen? You check. So, life done already hard as it is. Like, don't put no extra obstacles to make life harder. You feel me?
Don't make anything to make your relationship harder. Don't.
You know what I'm saying? And then the next thing too, like, a relationship supposed to be sacred. You know, something that you and the next person share. You feel me? And it's like, you know, of course you want to tell the world, like, oh my God, I'm so happy to be with this person. But at the same time, you want to protect that. You check. It's like, damn, this shit's sacred to me. This is our main, and I don't care for the world to be in it.
You know what's crazy? I feel like I don't take that energy that, like, damn, like, I fucking love this person, or, like, I in love with this person, and instead of me share it with social media, I don't pour it into the person instead and make something happen. Your check says, like, is a different vibe now.
How would that been working up for you?
Oh, everything good and juicy, man. You know how it is, man. Go ahead, right. Next one.
A lot of females, they even view a nice pose and stuff from their man as a gift.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Hey, next one. Take her out to eat, even if it's somewhere small. Her being close to you is all that matters.
Chick-fil-A.
If that's the case, we ain't got to eat. Go to Chick-fil-A. Movies.
That drive True Lane and Chick-fil-A. You'll be chilling with your partner, man.
I love a Chick-fil-A, dog.
Every, like, 3-4 times a week, dog. You speak
that fuck into existence, man. Chick-fil-A gonna be one of our sponsors. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I cook on Sunday, cause that bitch closed. Hey, so, what y'all think about that one? Akia, you like to get taken out to eat?
I do.
You like that fuck, my son?
Why? It don't have to be no place fancy.
You don't like going out to eat, cause?
Fuck, they be boring, dog.
How? Like, when you and your
cause you know what you're like, yo, dog, what the fuck?
It's my kid. What are you supposed to do in a restaurant?
Fuck. Going to eat? Eat or some fuck, dog. Dog, I got ADHD, you know, dog. I can't let me sitting down in one place for too long, dog.
What the fuck you saying, my boy?
You don't just be there for the longest hour. I want to move around, dog. What the fuck?
Chris, if you see, like,
when a man ask me,
food ain't come yet.
When a man ask me if I want water or sparkly water, if I watch now, I give it all already in the dark. But shit, no. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, the last couple of dinner dates, I was cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, the service was fast and stuff. But, like, me personally, if I had to choose between a dinner date and, like, going to an arcade or, like, you know, the fucking golfing, fuck, what you call it?
Top golf,
or
that,
like,
shit is
bowling.
So overrated.
All that, yeah, shit. I'd rather do that, fuck, dog.
Chris, you have a place in New York that's a smoke and eat place. So you eat or whatever, everybody smoking and vibes and eating at the same time or whatever, like a big smoke and eat place. You rather do top golf or you rather do that?
It depends on the mood I'm in, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I feel active, other times I just want to chill. You know what I mean? Maybe. Like, the other day, I just wanted to go to the movies. I went to see the Wolverine and Deadpool movie. I see yet.
Yo, good?
That's a movie, man. So anything that come out, I probably see it on the first night.
Yeah, I like it. You know I like funny shit,
I like Deadpool.
Though.
I like Deadpool. You're a funny ass dude.
Yeah, I fuck funny, dog. So, yeah, dog.
You could take kids to go watch it?
No.
Hell no. I fuck bloody, bro.
Deadpool always bloody.
You know that. You
know, but that I know this one probably extra bloody or Wolverine.
Wolverine.
I think we romantic. Akila, you think we romantic? I think our ancestors
romantic. You're a romantic ass nigga.
You know it, dog.
You for sure hitting up there. I still questioning these two down here.
So I above them in the romantic list here? Oh, shit. I was
Charles right behind. No, Charles right behind.
I'm romantic, you know, but
wait,
I can
you
be.
Wait, you put me in last?
Yeah,
I can
Chris,
be.
I'm sorry.
Man, see, you're at Top Golf to eat dinner.
An arcade cause, like, god damn, bro. Like,
man, so, can we please go Dave and Buster's? Like, fuck, man. Like,
Dave and Buster's. Like, crazy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we ready. Run the last voice note. Unless I want to wrap she up.
Like, yeah, man. Last voice note coming in hot.
Okay, a female?
Yeah.
No, save that fuck, dog.
No.
Might cause what? A female or add. You say last for me, give a 30 minutes to the pod?
Yeah, we may wrap this bitch up. I'll subscribe to the Patreon if I want to listen to the next for mail, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we going to be at that level, that's not it. We going to be at that fuck, that's
not. I want to know. Why all these women except my man?
Welcome to With the Green Podcast.